yeah, I only managed to bring Valeria, my niece, and she quite suffers with post-traumatic syndrome because she has been witness all these helicopter bombs and fighting and everything. And yeah, it's still new for her because she had her own life as most of my family and friends, and they have to change plans and everything in just one day and make a very difficult decision. And I still have my all rest of my family there, my parents, and I do believe in summertime I will be able to go and give them a hug.
What's it like to see obviously an event like this taking place?
I was really surprised when I saw the information on the Facebook and was quite pleased and grateful the people doing it here for my country in really hard time, and especially in a little town in the middle of the England. And I'm proud to be Ukrainian, and I would like to say thank you very much for everybody who's supporting the country in this difficult time. Yeah, because I saw many people doing a donation online or bringing goods and everything and sending to the people in my country and people who have to leave the country because they can't be safe there, and they just helping, and it's really appreciated. And all Ukrainian people are so grateful for having people who can support them, and they know they're not alone because it's hard. Ukraine is 28 times smaller than Russia, but feel this support from everybody in Europe and outside, and it makes our hope bigger and bigger, and we know we win.